Interesting article in the New York Times about Vice President Kamala Harris. Just the fact that, you know, she made history becoming the first woman and woman of color to be a vice president. But the fact that she hasn't quite found her way, found her mission, what she must make a statement as vice president. She's coming to St. Cloud this week. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Blois Olson with The Morning Take. Good morning, Blois. It was an interesting article, and I think it's also kind of very telling that they're sending her out to highlight some of the Biden administration's investments in electric vehicles. What do you think of what she has done as vice president and what she still needs to do?
Good morning. You know, I actually was thinking about this weekend and a couple things and then read that article. First and foremost, I think that many vice presidents don't really find their way. They are kind of lost and not necessarily, you know, in the prime. They're not given prime opportunities. It's rare that they, you know, you don't want to overshadow the president in any way. With Vice President Harris, I think trouble finding her way is interesting because I've heard from people who are close to her, who knew her, that early in her career, she really was very focused and very much did find her way. And then I think the national stage just became different for her. I think it was a different place for her to you know, kind of perform or be on. And I do think she's really struggled. The thing that I think that is challenging for her is that I don't think she has this magnetism that most people expect from a national politician, especially somebody like that. I think she's tried to create it, and it just hasn't stuck. So it'll be interesting. And one of the things they talk about is she goes through staff a lot. And so when people do that, then, you know, they're either hard on staff or they're just not jiving with staff. And that's always one sign that, you know, you need an inner circle that you really trust.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So that she's been kind of getting new people within her staff.
Yes. Hmm. Yep.
That is interesting.
Whereas, to put it in perspective, Joe Biden's had the same chief of staff for 30 years.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That is kind
so
of
there you go.
Yeah, interesting story of leadership there. This Chinese balloon over the weekend, everyone's talking about it. It's like, you know, it's kind of this bizarre deal, and then they shot it down and all that stuff. What's next? Chinese government said it's an overreaction from the U.S. government.
Look, this is a very natural American reaction. We're curious, like, it didn't even have to be a Chinese balloon. It could have been a squirrel on the side of a building, and we would have been distracted for a couple days. But the idea that, you know, there are political tensions with China, there's a balloon floating over our airspace. I think this was the talk of everywhere I was this weekend, and people obviously don't trust China, and they're very concerned about various elements of the future of international relations. So I think that it's, the government does need to answer some questions, our government, on what it was. And you know, people can have all the memes in the world they want about it, but I look at it as, you know, probably one of the more serious violations of U.S. airspace probably since 9/11.
And you're right. Everyone was talking about it this weekend, joking about it and just kind of like scratching their head over it. It was just kind of a bizarre.
What's that uncomfortable humor, Vanita, when they don't understand it and they're like a little scared.
Right.
So we just turn to jokes, which is probably healthy.
That always happens. Okay, what's on tap for happening at the Capitol this weekend? Or this week?
The legislature's slowing down their pace a little. They're hearing bills related to broadband, related to veterans benefits, related to homeless youth. So it's a little more normal pace. And the governor is going to go to Norway next week. So I'm a little like, when are we going to start this budget? I think is going to be the next big question. And there's a lot of questions from Republicans just about what else is coming. And I think it'll be more normalized here for the next few weeks on pace and issues.
You talk about gun control that was approached on Friday. Do you feel like that's going to be moving through a little bit soon?
Yeah, I think that's a DFL priority that Republicans probably can't stop. The interesting thing will be, if, you know, these a couple rural Democrats like, you know, Moorhead or Duluth in the Iron Range do push back against their party in the Senate, I think that's the place where it could get held up.
Okay, where do we get the morning take?
You go to fluence-newsletters.com, or if you search Twitter or Facebook for Morning Take, you can find it right there.
Did you have spring fever this weekend? Did you start polishing up?
Yeah, I have spring fever. There's a golf trip on the calendar now, so I feel a little better. But I listened to a lot. I had a road trip this weekend, yeah. So I listened to a lot of golf podcasts.
Golf podcasts, like inspirational or just?
No, like personalities, conversations.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. You and Jimmy. Man, I need to catch the golf fever for sure. All right, boys, have a good day.
See ya.
It is 6:26 on this Monday morning. Here's business news from Bloomberg.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.